produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory and honor, Lord, glory and honor. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Leaders of Legacy Radio. This is your host, Minister Mel. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to God's presence. Welcome to just another episode to just dive in and dig into God's word, to just dig into his presence, to just bask in his glory, to just enter in like he called us to just enter into his glory and walk in the authority that he's given us. Amen. The authority that he's granted us. I just thank you for tuning in and for just joining us. And today we're gonna be discussing on housing the glory and housing his presence and what that means, you know, what that really looks like, what it truly means to a walk in holiness and the beauty of holiness, and what it means to house his glory and be an effectual dwelling place for his glory. So we're just gonna get right into the word, but let's just open up with a word of prayer. So Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that your presence, Lord, first and foremost, Lord, that your presence is among us, Lord, that your presence is tangible, Lord Jesus, that your presence is alive and well. It's active. It's living in each and every one of us, Lord. It's active in each and every one of us believers, Lord, that proclaim your name, Lord. So we just thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that is sharper than any double-edged sword, that it goes straight to the heart, that it cuts through every bone, Lord, all the marrow, oh God, that it separates, oh God, it separates, Lord, soul and spirit, Father God, flesh, Lord, heart, Father God, it separates, oh God. So we ask you, Lord, today that you would go deep, Lord, with your word, that your spirit, Lord, would just penetrate through our hearts, open the eyes of our hearts, open our spirits, Lord, give us revelation, Lord, according to your word, Lord, that we would understand, Lord, what you're speaking, Lord, to your people, Lord, in this hour, Lord. So I bless you. I thank you. Let the words of my mouth, oh God, be edifying, Lord, to equip your people, Lord, in this hour. God, I thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be called by your name, Lord Jesus, and in this hour, Lord, to do all that I do, Lord, to bring your name glory, to bring your name honor, Lord, and to glorify your kingdom, Lord. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to read out of John chapter 17, and we're going to start in verse 1, and we're going to go all the way to verse 26. So it reads as follows. It says, after saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. glorify your Son so he can give glory back to you. For you have given him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, bring me into the glory we shared before the world began. I have revealed you to the ones you gave me from this world. They were always yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything I have is a gift from you, for I have passed on to them the message you gave me. They accepted it, and now know that I came from you, and they believe you sent me. My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All who are mine belong to you, and you have given them to me, so they bring me glory. Now I am departing from this world. They are staying in this world, but I am coming to you, Holy Father. You have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name, so that they will be united just as we are. During my time here, I protected them by the power of the name you gave me. I guarded them so that not one was lost, except the one headed for destruction, as the scriptures foretold. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will believe in me through their message. Amen. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you, may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. Father, I want these whom you have given me to be with me where I am. Then they can see all the glory you gave me because you loved me even before the world began. O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do, and these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them. Amen. So, you know, in God's presence, there's beauty in his holiness, you know, and we can talk about that forever, you know, just the glory that comes with God's, the beauty and glory that comes with God's holiness. You know, I want to focus more on the glory that God's given us. You know, housing his glory, being temples, being pure temples. The glory that God's given us came with a price. You know, the glory of God is not something that we go to. It's something that we carry within us. It's the very essence of him that we carry within us. You know, the altar of our lives produce the glory within. you know, and we know that an altar, everything that's laid on the altar, it's transformed, it's consumed, it's made pure, it's made whole, you know, it's burnt up, it's laid down as something but consumed into something else. So the altar of our lives, you know, when we lay our lives down every day, putting our lives down as a sacrifice and you know, surrendering our will to pick up His will, more glory is going to be entrusted to us. More glory is going to be, you know, entrusted from the Father within us. So the more our lives are laid down, the more glory is produced within us. If we have Jesus and are one with Him, just like He is one with the Father, then that glory that He said that He would give us, it's inside of us. That's what comes out of us. That's what's produced, you know, if we remain one and one with Him and the Father. There's such a glory. There's such an essence that comes off of us. There's such an essence of Him that's portrayed. There's such a beauty of Him that gleams off of us, where other people will be drawn, other people will see, you know. The glory within us gives us a changed heart. It gives us a changed heart. It brings conviction, you know, it brings exposure. It exposes the things inside of us that no longer can go to the deeper realms, to the deeper places that God is calling us to go, you know, the higher heights that He desires us to acquire, you know, the deeper places of His heart that He desires us to get to know, you know, Him more in an intimate place. It brings about the exposure of things within us that can no longer go to the secret places, that can no longer go deeper. So those things have to fall off of us. The closer that we get to Him, the deeper that we go, you know, in His glory, the deeper that, you know, the lower that we get in humility, you know, it kills our desires. It kills our carnality. It kills our preferences. You know, that's what His glory does inside of us. You know, so as we continue to just lay down and lay ourselves down on the altar to be consumed daily by Him, these things are produced in us. You know, and Ephesians 4, 17 through 24 says this: "With the Lord's authority, I say this, I no longer live as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you have learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." This is what God desires. God desires us to put on a new nature, to put on His nature, to put on holiness, to put on righteousness, to stand for the things that are true, to stand for the things that are moral, to stand for the things that are correct, not to be persuaded, you know, by ungodliness, by evil desires, by lustful ways of thinking, you know, because we know that lust produces sin, and sin, when it's, you know, a fully birthed, it only produces death. It only produces death. So how can we house the glory of God if we're still living in sinful nature, if we're still living in lustful patterns, if we're still following after the former way of living and the patterns of the world? We can't. No glory comes out of that. No glory comes out of that. That's why God says, forget the former things. Forget the former things. you know, for he's doing a new thing. We forget the former things and we press on to, you know, we forget what's behind us. We forget those things that we once did. We forget those places that we once hung out at. We, you know, we separate from those people that don't want to change and don't want to come out of those habits that, you know, God has brought us out of. We forget those things and we push forward to the new goal. To the new goal that God is calling us forth heavenward. You know, we have to be a people that choose this pattern, that choose this way of living, that choose to make this sacrifice every day if we want the glory of God to consume our lives and to truly fill us. Amen. So we're called to put on the new nature, created to be like God, living in righteousness and holiness, you know. And God, what God desires of us, sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's not easy to, you know, walk. Sometimes it's not easy to walk, you know, in the pattern that, you know, God desires, because we're so accustomed to walking in the way that we had control. The way that, you know, we know how to do things, the way that, you know, we're used to and accustomed to doing things. But when we come to God, we have to trust that he knows what's best for us. We have to trust that when God says to put something down, that it's for the greater good of us to, you know, coming into closer communion with him. You know, look at Jesus when he was, you know, put in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, you know, and he was tempted. Like, God sent him out there, you know, with nothing but to just trust him. And what did he do every time Satan came to, you know, tempt him or lure him away? He quoted back the scripture. He quoted back the scripture because God gave him divine instruction. You know, God gave him divine instruction to stand on God's word, the firm foundation. You know, God's word should be so rooted in us that every time the enemy comes, that every time the enemy comes with, you know, deceit or trickery or, you know, deception, that God's word springs up out of us and we recognize that, you know what, hey, I can't turn around from this. I have to, you know, be so solid and so firm in God's glory and in God's word that when the attacks come, that the scriptures, they flow out of me like rivers of living water. You know, the word has to be so embedded in us that we recognize that the word is our weapon. The word is, you know, what we use to fight. And with our warfare, the word is what we use, you know, to fight our battles. It's the word. It's the word of God that's gonna get us through. The word of God that's gonna carry us into the next place, you know, housing the glory. You know, our bodies are our temples, right? You know, why ain't we powerful? Where is our glory power? We become less powerful because we fill ourselves with more of the things of the world than we do with the word of God and the things of God. You know, we spend countless hours on social media or watching movies that we shouldn't be watching or listening to movies, you know, that remind us of our past and things that, you know, we once did and places where God, you know, took us out of. You know, we spend so much time in what was instead of glorying the new life that God has called us to. We cater to the opinions of people and the culture. Oh my God, we get so wrapped up in culture instead of living the life set apart that God called us to. God called us to live a life, you know, that set apart, sanctified. Sanctified. We have to feed the glory and not the flesh. We have to feed the spirit and not the flesh. We have to kill the flesh each and every day. You know, we have to come out of culture and be a people that feed the kingdom inside of us, that live according to the kingdom that we're called to. You know, we have to walk away from the superficial and walk in the supernatural instead. You know, I feel like God wants to clean our houses. You know, God wants to clean our houses. He wants to clean our temples. We say, God, move. But then we put so much limitations on him because we fill our temples with worldly things, with worldly desires. And, you know, when God comes to clean our temples and removes the stuff within us, we should allow him to fill us with his power, with his glory. You know, when he takes us out of places and removes us from people, places, and things, it's to fill us up with more of his glory, with more of his authority, with more of his ways, with more of his words, not to run back to the things that God took us out of, you know, not to run back and fill those voids with more of the places of the things of this world and the desires of our flesh and the lustful patterns. No, we should be filled with the authority, with the zeal, with the passion, you know, with the compassion that moves God's heart. We should be filled with compassion for people, you know, compassion for lost souls, compassion for those that are sprung in addictions and in abusive relationships. We have keys, we have answers to set people free from bondage and addictions. And this happens when we allow the glory in us to flow out. You know, when we allow the glory within us to be filled to an overflow, when we allow God to fill us up to an overflow, the glory within us flows out into others, and then they're set free. They're set free because of the glory that's within us. You know, a house divided, it can't stand. And that's Matthew 12, 28, 22 through 28. A house divided, it can't stand. We're at war spiritually, but most of us, we're living our best life now instead of living our blessed life now. This is a fight for our eternity. There's so much at stake. You know, our family, our coworkers, our kids, the ministry that God has given us. We'd rather be at peace and blessed instead of getting violent in our faith and taking back everything that the enemy stole. Complacency has come and compromise rules, while grace is an excuse to do whatever we want. Where's the supernatural in that? Where's the supernatural in compromise? Where's the supernatural? There's no supernatural in compromise. There's no supernatural in living, you know, a life full of excuses. There's no supernatural living a life of complacency. There's no supernatural power, you know. There's no authority that comes with you when you're just sitting back, you know, oh, that has nothing to do with me. You know, that has nothing to do with my family or my kids. No, but there's a world that's dying each and every day. There's coworkers you come across, or students, you know, that you go to school with, or, you know, family members that are caught in sinful patterns that, you know, you have the keys to unlock their destiny. Because you have the word of God living and active and breathing and inside of you, but you're not speaking it, you're not using it, you're not walking in the glory, you're not releasing the supernatural, you're not releasing the gifts of the Spirit inside of you that God has put in you. You know, you're not releasing that out into a dying world in need. This is, you know, the glory. This is the glory inside of us, that everywhere our feet tread, that it's ground for the taking, that everywhere our feet step, that, you know, it's power, it's authority that we have to release within us to set the captives free. It's the promises. It's the promises of God that he has given us for the generations, for, you know, our family members, for those we come in contact in the supermarket, wherever it may be. You have a power within us. You know, don't run back to the things that God has been breaking off of you. God's been breaking things off of you for years and years and years, and you continue to run back to the same things that God has set you free from over and over and over. And we continue to go back and dive into those things, thinking that we're missing out on something. Honey, there's nothing worthwhile going back to something that God has pulled you out of. There's nothing worthwhile back there. You know, we have to be a people that use the glory, that walk in the glory, that walk in the anointing, that walk in the power, that walk in the Spirit. You know, God, give us eyes to see the spirit, to see the supernatural at all times, to see the supernatural at work, to see the supernatural at work right before our very eyes. Because there's a war that's taking place right before our eyes, but we can't see because we don't look. We don't look at the things in the supernatural. We look at the things in the natural, the things that are happening before us, right? Before our natural eye. And, you know, we grow weary or we grow weak. That's not the power of the glory within you. The glory within you comes and you can set the captive free. The glory within you comes with healing to, you know, bind up cancer and loosen the healing power of Jesus Christ. The glory within you comes to you know, tell a single mom that's struggling, you know, that Jesus loves her and that she's not alone, that she's not raising her children alone, that God is within her and she won't fail. You know, these things come forth from the glory within you, you know, to lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed, to recover the sight of the blind, you know, to lay hands on the eyes of the blind, they will recover their sight and see. These are the glory and the manifestations that God wants to do from within you as a believer of Jesus Christ. The power is within you. You know, these are the things, these are the promises of the glory that dwells within you, to lay hands on yourself, to lay hands on your children, to lay hands on your husband and your wife, you know, to walk through the fire and you won't be burned, to walk through the waters and they're not going to overtake you, you know, stand in the face of adversity and know that you're not going to be oppressed, but you're going to overcome. This is the promise of the glory that resides within you. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? What are you doing with the glory that rests within you? Are you living in it? Are you walking in it? Are you just keeping it for yourself? You know, keeping it for yourself. Release it. Release it. I tell you today to release the glory that's within you, for that is what God gave it to you for. God gave it to you to release it. Amen. He gave it to you to release it today. So release that glory that's within you. Dig deep into the scriptures. Dig deep into your prayer life. Dig deep into, you know, sitting with the Lord one-on-one and asking him to show you, to release the glory, to release the streams of living water, to make you a true dwelling place for his glory to dwell. Hear the sound, hear the alarm today. Hear the alarm calling you to draw near, to come up. The Spirit calling you to come up higher, to dwell with him so that he could show you the secrets and the hidden place, the secrets of his heart, the secrets of his mind. You know, he desires to reveal to you in the secret place. That's where he wants to meet you today. Amen. He wants to meet you there. So amen. So let's pray. You know, I just encourage you to go back into the scriptures and read them for yourself, and just look over them and see what God speaks to you, and become a house that is a house of glory, a house where his glory dwells, a house where his glory flows out of, a house of glory where you know without a doubt that God is calling you to release his glory into the world in this hour, to the world, because people need it. People need the glory that you carry. Amen. So Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, God, for the new glory, Lord, that you desire to release from us, Lord, within us, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, today that you would release the glory, that you would make us true houses of glory, Lord, that your dwelling, Jesus, that your dwelling, Lord, that we would be a true dwelling place for your glory to reside, to rest, Father, that we would be true houses of glory, Lord Jesus. where your glory resides, Lord Jesus, that you would live in us, through us, Lord Jesus, that you, Father God, would break down the walls of religion, Lord Jesus, and show us how to truly live, show us how to truly function, show us how to have our whole being in you, Lord Jesus, how to bring you glory with our lives, Lord, how to overcome temptations, Lord, how to walk through the fire, Lord Jesus, and trust, Lord, that we're not going to be burned, Lord, nor shall we even smell like smoke, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you, Lord, would just show us how to manifest, Lord, your power, your promises, oh Jesus, and the fire, Lord Jesus, that you have, Lord, inside of us, Father God, that we would just release that, Lord, to all that we come across, Father God, truly living and standing for righteous, Lord, for righteousness and boldness, Lord, holiness, Father God. Father God, that we would be a people, Lord, that release your truth, oh God, despite, Lord, what culture, Lord, is releasing, despite, Lord, what this world is releasing, Lord, in this hour, Lord, that we would be a people, Lord, that walk, Lord, in your kingdom glory, Father God, in your kingdom manifestation, oh God, here on earth, Father God, knowing, Lord, that if you are for us, Father God, then who can be against us, Lord Jesus, releasing your glory, Lord, at all times, Father God, knowing, oh God, knowing, Lord, that you are soon coming, Lord, and your reward is with you, Lord. May we be found faithful, Lord Jesus. May we be found faithful, Lord, in this hour, Lord. Faithful in this hour, Lord, doing, Lord, what you've called us to do, oh God, leading, Lord, all, oh God, everyone, Lord, that we come across, Father God, increase our faith, Lord, in this hour, Lord, to bring you honor, to bring you glory, Lord, to lead a world in need, Father God, solely, Lord, unto you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Bless us, Lord, strengthen us. When you look upon us, Lord, may you find faith in this hour, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. We pray. Praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Well, I thank you, and that concludes our hour of Leaders of Legacy Radio for this segment of Housing the Glory. May you be blessed. If you have any questions or you want to share or you need prayer, please reach out to us via email at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. We look forward to hearing from you. You can send us your prayer request or just your encouragement, just how you were blessed through the broadcast, whatever it may be. How can we pray for you? Just to stay connected. We appreciate you. We love you. We're praying for you. We bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he bless you. May he shine his face upon you. May he give you peace. May he meet all your needs and desires. And we look forward to hearing from you soon and meeting with you again. The Lord bless you and keep you. We love you. Grace be with you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thanks for joining in, Leaders of Legacy Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.